Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. It's Christmas season again. Thanksgiving was celebrated last week. People have already started shopping for Christmas gifts for family and friends. Dear friend, have you ever thought about what would make a good gift? I'm sure you have. A good gift must be something the receiver desires, you would probably say. Yes, I agree with you on that. But have you ever thought about what a good gift would be from God to man, and what a good gift would be from man to God? A gift to man from the eternal God? An everlasting life, of course. What can beat the freedom from death? But you certainly want to say, isn't that too good to be true? Who does not die? The ancient, the modern, the Chinese, the Europeans, the Americans, all men die at their appointed times. Yes, indeed, even the Bible says, all men sin and fall short of the glory of God, and the consequence of sin is death. However, let's not rush to conclusions, and instead, think about the second half of the question. What would be a good gift from man to God? A good gift from man to the Almighty God? Isn't God the creator of the heaven and earth and everything in it? Does he need anything from man? Let's read a passage from the Psalms, the collection of songs sung by the ancient Israelites. Psalm 33, verses 6 to 9. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. If you have read the first two chapters of Genesis, you know that everything in the entire universe, with only one exception, was made in the same manner. And God said, and it was so. Everything came into its existence as soon as God said it. The one exception was man. Let's read Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. God made the universe for man, and then he made man and woman in his own image and blessed them. And all this was very good to God. At this point, I'd like to remind you of a Chinese character, Hao. Isn't it written as a son and a daughter standing side by side? Our ancestors who invented this word must have known the creation story. They must have wondered about it, but did not understand why God was so good to man. And the ancient Chinese were not alone. Even people in the Bible had a difficult time trying to understand why God cared about man so much. In pain and pride, Job repeatedly asked the Lord God, "What is man that you make so much of him, that you give him so much attention, that you examine him every morning and test him every moment? Will you never look away from me or let me alone even for an instant?" Job eventually understood God's love before him, received great blessings from the Lord, and became a blessing to others. In worship and thanksgiving, David asked, "What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?" Now in the age of grace, the mystery of God's will has been revealed to all mankind through God's Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus came 2,000 years ago and tasted death on the cross for everyone. Why did Jesus do that? It is because he wants to bring many brothers and sisters to glory. Oh, how God desires for many sons and daughters. What makes a good gift from man to God? Nothing but the man himself as a child of God. Nothing can satisfy the heart of the Almighty God other than having many sons and daughters in his glorious eternal home. Dear friend, are you one of God's sons and daughters? If not, are you willing to give yourself to God and receive his gift of eternal life in return? Why don't you call on the name of the Lord Jesus now? The Bible says, "Whoever calls on his name will be saved from the dominion of darkness into the kingdom of light, from the bondage of sin and death into the freedom of everlasting life, from tears and sorrows into joy and love." Dear friend, in John chapter 11, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" My prayer is that you do, so that this Christmas season will be a very special one for you. Well, time is up. If the Lord does not come back and take us home this month, I will meet you next year in the program. Merry Christmas!